I would like to go through the interactive questions and cases that were discussed last night and, you know, chat about the topic and also the responses that we're seeing. And if we could, I'd like to start actually with the cases that you presented.
The first case really centered around a gentleman who, by PSA Gleason and digital rectal exam findings, was considered low risk. He had a PSA under 10, his Gleason score was 6, and he had nothing on exam that was remarkable. And the issue was that his PSA had risen by more than 2 points in the year before diagnosis. And the questions then came up, is this gentleman at high risk for cancer death? Is he at high risk for having bone metastases or lymph nodes at presentation, so should he be staged? And then what treatment would you recommend? Well, the data that was presented during the talk just prior to that case was data that's been published last year in the New England Journal about surgically managed patients and this year in JAMA in radiation managed patients. And both studies show that if you have a gentleman whose PSA rises by more than 2 points in the year before diagnosis, that his chance of dying of prostate cancer in the first decade is about 20%, as opposed to less than 1 or 2% if it did not. And then when looking at specifically the men in the low-risk category, this marked difference was upheld. And so I think that, you know, the first question about our staging studies indicated we got a 50-50 response, yes, no. I think I said last night that's an appropriate response because people are not as familiar yet with whether or not just because you have this high-risk feature, this large PSA jump, does it necessarily mean you're going to find anything on the scans? We know there's a lot of high-risk patients with Gleason 8, 9 disease. You do the scans and they're often negative. So we concluded by saying that studies need to be done in these patients with a PSA rise of more than 2 points to determine whether or not the scans are cost-effective or relevant.
And how would you answer the question? You asked them both, would you do a CT of the pelvis and bone scan, and do you consider this patient high or low risk for cancer death? How would you answer the question?
I definitely think the patient's at high risk for cancer death, and I think on the panel last night when asked, agreed. There's no question that a 20% death rate compared to 1 or 2% is high risk.